Hi and welcome to SCL, the Subject, Composition and Light Photography Podcast. My name's Rob from robnofphoto.com and this is my little audio diary about my journey through the wonderful world of photography. Well, hi everybody, hope everybody's had a great week. I've been scratching my head about what I was going to talk about today, and I think I'll just do a really sort of quick refresher on holiday snaps and how we can take better photographs when we're on vacation, because the kids in the UK are all starting to break up from school. I'm sure they are in the rest of the world too. And if we sort of just give this, so it's a little bit of thought before we go away, maybe we can come back with some better images and we won't spoil our holidays by being the stick in the mud who's always slowing everybody down by saying, oh, wait a minute, I need to get a shot of this. And everybody else is moaning and groaning and saying, come on, Dad, come on, Mum, can't we just get on with having fun? What else have I been doing this week? Oh yeah, I've been on my focal length hunt. I've been kind of thinking about how I can improve my collection of lenses without going mad and without going unrealistic. Because at the moment, with my digital SLR, it's a little bit limited. I've got great film kits. You know, I've got like the Minolta SRT-101 with a 28, a 15, 135. I've got the Olympus OMN2 with a 28, a 50, and a longer zoom. But my digital is a little bit lacking, because all I have at the moment is a 28-90 and then some M42 lenses, which are great, but I really want to dip my toes into the world of image stabilized lenses. So I've decided I'm not going to go mad, because you know, I'll never be able to afford the L-glass. But what I'm going to go for is something like the 17-55 IS, which is normally the kit lens on the Canon DSLRs. And the 55, I think it's the 55-250 IS, which is the complementary lens to that. And then I'm going to get another 51-8, because I sold my 51-8 and my 75-300 last year, actually. And then I'm probably just going to get a nice little flash to go with it, and then use my M42 lenses for my macro work. So if anybody out there has got experience of the 17-55 IS or the 55-250 or 200, because I can't quite remember what it is, whether that be upgrading to those lenses from non-IS or have had those lenses and now moved on to different lenses, please email me, scalespeeder@gmail.com, with your thoughts and comments, because I'm really missing that wide part of my lens, because the lens I use most on my 350D is a 28-90, but on the crop sensor bodies, it's just that little bit too long. So before we talk about holiday snaps, quick mention from our podcast sponsor, which is GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting is a way that you can hold conference calls and meetings with people all over the world, which not only is done via voice if you're talking to them, but you can also share your computer screen with them as well. So if you're going through, I don't know, the sales figures for that day or the agenda for the team or the new plans for that new building with your clients across the world, GoToMeeting allows you to do that really easily and really affordably from your place of work or your home. No more traveling around, no more trying to get people involved because they're not really listening to what you're saying, they're reading the paper or checking their Facebook updates. With GoToMeeting, what you're looking at on your screen is on their screen too, so everybody gets a lot more involved. And now it's even got video conferencing as well, so you can see what people are doing and really bring the meeting together, make them really lively, really enthusiastic, and save money and time as well. But just go over to gotomeeting.com, click on the try it free button, and enter the promo code podcast. So that's gotomeeting.com, click on the try it free button, and enter the promo code podcast. So back to holiday snaps, and all really starts off with deciding what type of photos you want to take, what sort of kit you're going to take as well. Let's start off with the kit. So you want to make it as small as possible. So if you're just going to take a compact camera, brilliant. Compact cameras take beautiful shots. But make sure you've got all the essentials as well. Make sure you've got your memory cards. Make sure you've got your spare batteries and your charger. Make sure you've got a little bit of cleaning kit to clean the lens, to clean the body, to clean the screens. Make sure you've got a nice little waterproof case. The little shower bags are very good as well. So when you're at the beach or when you're in an environment where the camera might get wet or dirty or sandy, you can seal it away so it'll be safe. Imagine you're in the situation, you're down at the water theme park watching the dolphins and there's a big splash of water all over you, your camera's in your pocket, it's not in a waterproof bag, it's gone and you've got to buy a new one while you're on holiday. Not good. If you've got a DSLR and you're going big, you know, just think about paring that kit down. Go with maybe your kit lens, maybe a telephoto, maybe an external flash, but try and keep it really small. But don't forget those essentials. Don't forget your spare memory cards, your spare batteries, and your chargers. And just go over and make sure your camera is ready to go before you actually hit the holiday. You know, is the white balance set? Is the ISO set? Is it on the right focusing mode? Is it in auto? Is it in manual, if you like that? Is the exposure correct? Is it in your favourite setting, like aperture, priority, fully automatic, or maybe program mode that way? Use the wipe checklist to make sure that happens that way. Next up, make sure you've got a nice small bag that's easily accessible, and try and take everything onto the plane with you as well. Don't risk having it in stowed luggage where it could get stolen or damaged. And then when you're on holiday itself, out and about, think about the times when you can go out by yourself to take those photos which are going to be a little bit more considered. So think about the sunrises, think about the sunsets, think about going out at those particular times. So when everybody's just sort of getting up, you get up really early, get out there at 6 o'clock in the morning and capture those sunrises, or go out later at night, capture those night scenes. That way your photography isn't going to get in the way of everybody else's time, but you can get those lovely shots. And when you're out and about, also remember, try and get the unusual scenes, try and get the things that other people might not have thought about. If you look at a scene and you think, oh, that looks like a nice postcard, maybe consider your angle, maybe consider your focal length. And try and get something a little bit different. When you're out and about with a family, though, it's all about the flow, it's all about the speed, it's all about not making your photograph slow things down and stop everybody else having fun. But you also want to try and capture those photos that you want, because you know they're good-looking photos that you want to add to your portfolio to share on Flickr or Facebook, etc., or Google+. And you also want to capture what your family's up to for memories as well. So just practice, just make sure that you can get your camera out of your bag, take a photo really quick and get it back in again. Always be looking around. One of the things I always like to do as well is I think the most important thing about holiday snaps is capturing the people you love in the locations where you are as well. Because you know that the Taj Mahal, the Eiffel Tower, the Washington Monument, Big Ben, they're going to be there for a long, long time. And there's a million photographs of them on the internet out there. But there aren't any of you and your daughter, you and your son, you and your wife, you and your girlfriend, or them, in front of Big Ben, having a good time. So make sure you get your kids and your loved ones in the photos too. Because they're the ones, in a few years' time, you're going to look back and treasure at. And please, please, please make sure you give the camera to them, or put the camera on a wall on self-timer so you get in the photos as well. How many times do you go back through old photographs and think, I've got no photos, there's no photos of my dad or my mum here, because they were the ones who were taking the photos all the time and they were behind the camera and you never get to see them. So make sure you get in on some of these photographs as well. And I say just go with the flow. You know, put your camera on continuous shooting and snap, snap, snap. And, you know, don't be tempted on trying to avoid at all costs a situation where you think, right, I need to stop now and slow everybody else down. Maybe you can do it another way. Maybe they go off for an ice cream or a cup of coffee while you explore those nice little alleyways around Rome or something like that. But don't let the photography get in the way of having a great time on holiday. And look for those unusual angles, look for those unusual focal points, and make sure you get your family and your loved ones in on the photographs as well. Well, it was going to be a short podcast today because I'm actually recording this. I've just come into work and I came in a bit earlier, but I've done my paperwork already, so that's good. Thanks to everybody for taking part on the Flickr photo group. All the photos that are going in there are superb. Thanks to everybody for sending me emails and commenting on the website, especially the ones that say, welcome back, Rob, after the little break we had in June. That was really cool. But most of all, thanks to you for downloading and listening to the podcast. My name's Rob from robnongphoto.com. Hopefully, pretty soon, I'll see you on Flickr.